Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And as always, we're here working together to build up our financial IQ. This is a show for people like me who really want more out of life. They want to not just survive, but thrive. And for people who have worked long periods of time, 5 years, 10 years or more, and they're still not in the financial position they want to be in. And they realize that a job is not the vehicle. Just having a job is not enough. Today, I've got several subjects that I want to cover. One is going to be on leasing and property management. That'll take about one segment. I want to talk a little bit about energy and success. We'll be discussing exercise in that segment. But first, I want to talk about legal entities and why I don't use a legal entity on single family. So why did this come up? So many people are going out to seminars on entities, on LLCs, corporations, and they have this misconception that if you have an LLC, you get to write off more stuff than if you don't, and that's just not true. I'm not a CPA or an attorney, but I've been at this for 30 years, and I write off everything. That's legit. Let me make that perfectly clear. So many entrepreneurs shoot themselves in the foot. They think they're saving taxes there's no other word for it, cheating on their taxes and writing off stuff that they shouldn't write off. That's really not and some people go as far as fraud to write off things they didn't even spend. And they show no income. This is shooting yourself right between the doggone eyes, to make it more intense. But this is shooting yourself in the foot. How are you going to grow your company when you can't qualify for a mortgage because you put down zero income for the last 4 years? Yeah, you saved some taxes, or you lied and ripped off the government and you think you came out ahead. You didn't. First off, if you do that, you're a liar and a cheater. That's bad for you. Even if you never get caught, it's really bad for your self-esteem and your psychology and mental health if you do that, because you know you're what? A liar and a cheater. It has so many ramifications, many of them, as I said, psychological, that even if you don't get caught, it still harms you. Then financially, you shot yourself in the foot. Now you can't grow your company. You can't buy real estate. You can't do anything because you show zero income for a few years. Don't do that. Here's what you do. Be honest. Be truthful. Pay your taxes. Suck it up. You know, the reason I have no problem, and don't get me wrong, I'm not perfect. You know, I don't know how much I should admit here on the air. But I've done stuff 20, 30 years ago that I'm ashamed of. But it was, I shot myself in the foot. Thought I was smart. You want to pay, here's how I get myself, how I think about taxes. You may not like certain things that our taxes go towards. I like the things my taxes go towards. Because in my mind, every time I pay taxes, that's another missile in a terrorist's butt. I see my money going to a military family. I see my money buying them bulletproof vests, better helmets, better tanks, better. So to me, if I want to live in a free country, it takes a lot to defend us and our way of life. So I actually love paying taxes. Now, as the law dictates, I pay the lowest taxes I can possibly pay. I don't throw in an extra 10 grand every year. I pay the lowest taxes. It is your right to pay the lowest taxes possible. But you want to pay your taxes. And you want to put the real numbers on paper so that you can grow your business, you can buy real estate, you can buy a home. That cracks me up. People doing this, they can't even buy a home because they screwed the government. So don't do that. Pay your taxes, act like a business person, and stay proud of who you are by not doing what I described. And this came up probably two times in the last month, but if it comes up two times, that means, in my opinion, 10 times as many people are doing it, you know, because you don't hear about everybody that's doing it. You just hear about a couple people that are doing it. Multiply it times 10, that's the real number. So back to the LLC. You go to these seminars that are put on by attorneys, and they want to scare you. They use scare tactics to get you to start an LLC. They tell you horror stories of this real estate investor did this and got sued. That real estate investor did this and got sued. You have to understand that attorneys have a really skewed point of view. And we'll talk about that when we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free two-hour workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for your family. For reservations, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about entities and real estate. I generally only talk about LLCs because if you look at the different types, the LLC is really built perfectly for real estate. Now, if you use an LLC for property management, you could go with a corporation or an LLC. But if you're using it to purchase real estate, the LLC is the way to go. Every apartment complex that we buy is in an LLC. You know, it's that simple. Every single one of them. Sorry, I had a distraction there. But when it comes to single family, we don't put them in an LLC. Now, the first and most important reason is a thing called the due on sale clause inside your mortgages. The due on sale states that if you sell this property in any way, shape, form, the entire note is due in full instantly. So if you take a single family house and put it into an LLC, that is considered a sale. And guess what? Your mortgage is due in full right then. Now, you have to get caught, but it's a pretty big risk to take with, in my opinion, very little benefit. See, as we were discussing at the end of the last segment, attorneys like to tell you horror stories. And they use those horror stories to motivate you to buy LLCs, and they charge you $2,500, $5,000 to set up an LLC, which costs about $500. But they do a lot more than that, don't get me wrong. Attorneys, I love attorneys. They've always saved me money. Yeah, I paid them X amount, but in the end, when I look at the numbers, they actually saved me money. I had to pay them and didn't have to pay somebody else or whatever the circumstance is. So I love attorneys. I think they're great team members, but they got to be good. They got to know what they're doing. It's the 80-20 rule. 80% of attorneys are 20% are phenomenal. The top 4% are gods and goddesses. So if you can find that top 4%, hold on to them. But anyway, I said they have a skewed point of view. And how I learned this was from my dad, who was a police officer. And every day he would come home with a horror story about a wreck that occurred. He wouldn't let us drive on certain streets in our city because they had done these statistics and figured out that there were more wrecks on this highway called Lester Highway than any other. Now, they didn't take into account that Lester Highway had 10 times more traffic than any other street. Well, duh. It's got 3 times as many wrecks, 10 times as much traffic. That's actually better, but we won't get into that. Bottom line, he had a skewed point of view. Every day, he saw fatalities on the street. His skewed point of view was that driving is dangerous, and you have to be ultra, ultra careful. And it was just awful. Every time I wanted to go out, it was 15 minutes of explaining which roads to take and not to take and how to drive and drive defensively. I mean, it was, but again, I respected him because I understood he had a skewed point of view. Before that, he was a mortician. Think about that for screwing up your life. You deal with death for 5 years, then you become a police officer and deal with death for 20 years. You can see why some people end up with depression after those two career paths. So the attorneys are the same way. There's millions of real estate investors. The only five that they see, are getting sued. So they think everybody's getting sued, when really it's only five out of a million. So be cautious when you listen to their point of view. Now let's talk about the layers of protection in single family homes. There's three layers of protection. Number one, management style, how you manage the properties. Number two, liability insurance. And then the third level would be an LLC. Guess which one of those is the weakest? You guessed it, the LLC. Piercing the corporate veil of the average American's LLC is easy because almost nobody does all their paperwork right. Almost nobody does their accounting right. Almost nobody does their meeting notes and all the stuff that's required to keep the LLC a true LLC. In that case, it offers zero protection. Guess which of those, management style, insurance, or LLC, is the strongest protection against liability? Not insurance. It's how you manage the property. It's making sure the property is perfect and safe for a family to live in. You got cracked raised concrete sidewalks? Fix them. You have broken windows, you got whatever it is, fix it. See, our strategy at Real Wealth Academy, when we buy a property, we make it perfect right up front. The minute we buy it, the first 3 to 4 weeks that we own it, it's completely rehabbed, made perfect. That is going to offer you more protection against liability than anything else. But let's say you do make a mistake. A tenant calls you, and in writing, they give you notice that there's a cracked piece of sidewalk, and there's about a 1-inch, 2-inch lift on one side, and you do nothing about it. Kids coming down the street, trips on it, busts their knee, $90,000 to rehab their knee. Guess who's liable for that? You are. Because you goofed up. You didn't fix something that you knew needed to be fixed. That's your fault. If you do goof up, that's when your insurance kicks in. And you want to have no less than $300,000, but preferably $500,000 on each house. Then you want an umbrella policy above all your houses for $1 million. So if they sue for $300,001, that's there. And let me tell you, to dispel these attorney stories about someone breaks into your property and kills themselves by accident and sues you, and they tell you, oh, he lost $2.5 million. It's a lie. How do I know? Because it happened to me. Guy breaks into the apartment complex, jumps over the fence, jumps over the second fence to get to the pool, goes swimming, and because he's so high on drugs, he drowned. His family sued us. They couldn't have won. They would have never won. But we wrote him a check for $50,000 to go away. Why would we write him a check for $50,000? Because it would have cost us $200,000 to defend the case. So just get rid of him. Did I pay that $50,000? No. The insurance did. Did I go to court? No. Did I have to testify? No. Did I have to do anything? No. Insurance took care of everything. Their attorneys took care of it. They settled it. Excuse me. So there's, if you goof up and someone does get hurt on your property, you got insurance. You don't need an LLC. It's never going to make it to the LLC. Your insurance company's going to take care of it. So on single family homes, I never use LLCs. Always kept them in my name. flips the same way, wholesaling the same way. Single family just doesn't need an LLC. With all that said, if you're a flipper or you want an LLC to manage the properties, is there anything wrong with that? No. If you're super risk adverse and scared to death, should you use an LLC? Hey, if that'll get you to take action, you want that third layer of protection, go for it. But if you're normal, you just don't need it. Okay, this is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can always find us online at GetRealWealth.com. If you would like to check out our teaching and coaching style, we have a free sample class for those of you who want to learn how to build wealth for yourself and your family with real estate. Check that out. It's in the upper right-hand corner. It just says free course or free class. Click that button and you can reserve a seat. You can watch it from home or come in live. I will tell you, we've done surveys. The live workshop is much more effective and people like it better. But if you're worried about COVID, stay home, watch it online, or you can come in. It's a 300-person room. There's usually only 15, 20 people there. So there's plenty of social distancing. You can wear your mask. It's as safe as you can get, you know, in this environment. But go to GetRealWealth.com and upper right-hand corner, click free class. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is a leasing and property management point that is little known. Here's what most people do when they're leasing. When they're leasing and they're trying to get somebody to rent from them, they're super nice. Makes sense, right? You're trying to sell somebody. You want to be nice and inviting and all of this. Then, once the person moves in, they kind of get on a power trip and don't treat the tenant very nicely, and anytime they call, it's like a nuisance, and any problems that arise, they're bears about it. That is what most people do as property managers. Well, guess what? Both of those things are completely wrong. Now, this bothers people because they're like, you don't want to be nice when you're leasing? No, you do not. When I lease, when I'm setting someone up to lease from me, I'm a bear. I'm harsh. I'm short. I'm not disrespectful, but I'm straightforward, professional, and to the point. Now, while everybody else is going on a power trip once they move in, I'm the opposite. That's when you're sweet. That's when you're super nice. Because now you're not worried about leasing. You're worried about tenant retention, keeping them in there for 5 to 7 years. Or in some of my tenants' cases, 30 years. So what people think, remember I warn you, take a course on real estate investing, because real estate investing is not intuitive at all. What works is the opposite of what everybody thinks. Everybody thinks you want to be sweet when you're leasing. No, You want to be almost harsh, just this side of being a jerk. Then once they're in, you are sweet as can be. When they have a problem, their AC goes out, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You don't ask, what temperature were you keeping it at? It's none of your business, first off. It's their electric bill. You're the exact opposite of what people do. It's super sweet. Man, I am so sorry you're going through this. Give me 5 minutes and my AC guy will call you. I then hang up, call my AC guy, turn it over to him, and I'm done. I'm back romancing my wife or building Legos, whatever. That's how long, by the way, a maintenance call takes. People are like, oh, the maintenance calls are terrible on real estate. Yeah, if you don't know what you're doing, I just did a maintenance call for you. That's how you solve it. It's over with. Done. And that tenant now knows that you care and that when something goes wrong, you fix it promptly. When it comes time for that lease to renew, they're going to stay. Because their last landlord did what? Complained every time they had a complaint, gave them crap. It's just mismanagement. Now, here's a little story to remind you of why this works. If you meet me and I'm kind of standoffish and a bit of a jerk, you might say to your friends, God, he seems like a real jerk. But later on, something comes up and I'm super nice and assist you with something or help you out. You know what you're going to say about me? You're going to, man, he seemed like a jerk at first, but he turned out to be a nice guy. Let's do the reverse. What if I'm super nice to you? And then later on, something occurs and I have to be mean to you? You know what you're going to say about me? Man, he seemed nice, but he turned out to be a jerk. It's the same scenario. One, you end up the nice guy. The other one, you end up the jerk. Think deeply about that story and see if that doesn't hold true in your life as well. This is why I use this strategy all the time. I'm always standoffish at first, but the moment somebody needs my help, I don't walk, I run. And people say that about me all the time. They'll say, you know, he comes off kind of rough, but he's actually a pretty nice guy. At least that's what I hope most people are saying. So it's always better to be a little harsh up front and friendly later than to be overly friendly up front and have to correct it later when there's a problem. My tenants know that I can be a bear. They've seen it. So they know not to mess with me. But they also know that I take care of my tenants, so they stay with me. So that's really the main point that I wanted to get across. You know, in my Saturday class, I think I pass on probably 10 or 15 points like that that break what people think is the right way to manage property. It's the exact opposite. There's 10 or 15 opposites in my Saturday class on property management that you'll never figure out on your own if you don't take my class or somebody's class before you ever start leasing rental property. The other reason I do it is because it scares off troublemakers. Tenants, they know if they're troublemakers or not. Tenants or prospective tenants that come to me and they are problems, and I'm straightforward and beat them to death before they move in, they run away. They don't want to deal with that. They want some sappy, friendly, do anything to get you in to the unit type person because they know they can manipulate them. The way that I lease, being a bear, being a sort of a jerk up front, they know they can't manipulate me. I'll evict them. Then I put them through the screening process and beat them up again. So by the time they move in, they're kind of bruised up a little bit. But like I said, as soon as they move in, I flip-flop. And I'm on tenant retention at that point. So I'm a bear, and I'm trying to scare off the bad people and make sure nobody's in there that's going to try to manipulate me or play games. But when they move in, it's all about tenant retention, keeping them in there 5, 10, 15 years. Okay, phone lines are open. Now, if you've got any questions about what I've covered so far today, please give me a call. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, the last thing I'm going to cover in the minutes we have in this segment and then the rest of the next segment through the end of the show is all about energy. I had a client sit down with me and say, well, I don't know how you guys do this. You know, when I get home from work, I'm pooped, blah, blah, blah. If you're pooped after a day's work, you're out of shape, man. You're out of shape. You're not exercising. You're not taking care of yourself. If a normal day's work wears you out and you're tired when you get home, how are you going to romance your wife? How are you going to raise kids? How are you going to invest in real estate? You can't. You got to have energy. And we'll talk about energy when we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. This is AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show, so if you've got a question for me, it is time to call. And please call right now. Use a fake name if you're a little shy or feel like you've got a dumb question. But give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, talking about energy, the personality trait that is literally 95% or more of successful people that I know is they go to the gym or they run or they do triathlons. I was calling through 20 syndicators, apartment operators, self-storage operators, syndicators. I got a hold of 9 of them. It was about 7:30 in the morning, maybe 8:30. I think it was 8:30. Guess where, I only got a hold of 9. Guess where 8 of them were? at the gym. See, when you meet a Robert Martinez, you meet a Kaylee McMahon. When you meet guys and gals like that, it's remarkable how high their energy levels are. And it seems like it's a mystery. It's not. They train that way. They want more out of life. They realize to have more out of life, they have to have the energy to go get it. So they work out. And your big energy giver is something very, very simple. Oh, let me hack away at obesity for a minute. You're 30 pounds overweight, clinic obesity. You're 50 pounds overweight, morbid obesity, which of course means death. It means you're going to die from that disease. Imagine carrying if I carried a 30 pound weight around with me all day, can you see why I'd be tired at the end of the day? What about a 50 pound weight? What about an 80 pound weight? See, fat tissue, it kills you, but it reduces your quality of lifestyle every single day you're alive. Every single day. So, if you want energy, you've got to train aerobically 3 times a week for about 30 minutes. Now, there's a million different explanations for this on the web. Please do some research. But if you're coming home tired after working 9 to 5 or 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, you're out of shape. That's all there is to it. If you start training aerobically 3 times a week, 30 minutes, your energy levels will skyrocket. When people say, I'm too tired to exercise, no. You're tired because you don't exercise. People say, I get tired after I exercise. Yeah, for about 30 minutes. Then your energy level returns higher than it was before. So my big sales pitch is that if you want more out of life, you're going to need more energy than you got right now. And so this applies to, 90% of people. To get that, please train 30 minutes aerobically. This could be a bike, jogging, stationary bike, rowing machine. Just look it up, aerobic training. It could be a class, Zumba. Do that, and I promise you, you will email me and thank me. It's so stinking effective. It never fails. Never. It is not a rule. It is a principle. So if you want energy to be able to do this, you've got to take good care of yourself and knock the weight off. And by the way, guess who is clinically obese? Me. I weighed in 2 weeks ago at 243. It shocked me. I'm supposed to weigh 205. I have 40 pounds, almost 40 pounds, 38 pounds of excess fat tissue on my body. Now, it shocked me so bad that I've lost 13 pounds in the last 2 weeks, and I need to lose 25 more, but, and I will, I promise you, and I'll keep you posted, for those of you that are interested. But think about it. At 205, I should have about 15% body fat. So let's just round it off to 30 pounds of body fat. I have 73 pounds of body fat. No, 68 pounds of body fat. Sorry, 30 I'm supposed to have and 38 extra. Does it make sense when I say that my heart is working more than twice as hard to maintain 38 pounds of ugly fat? What the hell is going on? It's crazy. So I'm committed to losing the 38 pounds of fat. I got 25 to go. My goal is, I think I told the members I was going to do it in 60 days. No, I think I said 90 days. I hope I gave myself 90 days. I think I said I'd do it in 90 days. If you were a member at the health and fitness class and you remember what I said, email me and remind me. If I said 60 days, I'll do it in 60 days. I just hope I gave myself 90 days. But take that challenge yourself. Figure out what you're supposed to weigh and how much fat you're supposed to have. Men, about 15% is high. It's actually, that's not a perfect, but it's okay. Ladies, 15 to 20%. And then figure out what you need to lose to get down to that fat content and do it with me. And then make sure that you're training aerobically 3 times a week so you burn fat tissue off and you don't lose your muscle. Remember, if you are on a diet and you're not exercising, your body will lose muscle tissue. That isn't the plan or the goal. So make sure you're using your muscles, exercising, so that your body doesn't let your muscle tissue burn off. Aerobic conditioning will keep you burning fat tissue and not muscle. Yeah, man, it's so hard to talk about this because I feel like I should go way into detail. Look it up. My favorite book on exercise is Arnold Schwarzenegger's Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding. And don't worry, you're not going to bulk up like Arnold. That was 6 hours a day he trained to get that big. If you train an hour a week, 3 times a week, you'll never bulk up. Don't worry about that. That's a big excuse that some women have. It's like, oh, I don't want to use weights, I'll bulk up. No, you won't. No, you won't. Don't worry about it. So please, those of you that are overweight, remember, 30 pounds is clinic obesity, 50 pounds is morbid obesity. You're going to die from it. You're actually going to die from either both of them, but it's going to be 5, 10, 15 years cut off your life, plus the reduced quality of lifestyle that you have every single day of your life because of that extra weight. Commit to losing that, and please commit to at least 30 minutes of aerobic training 3 times a week. Let's get those energy levels up so you have the energy to achieve those dreams and the goals that you have set for yourself and your family. Okay, remember that my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com. And you can ask me, oh, here, someone emailed me. Yeah, I gave myself 90 days. Thank you, Angela. One of the members emailed me to remind me that I said I'd do it in 90 days. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I hope I shared some ideas that were both encouraging and enlightening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.